Victor Echo 5, Romeo Juliet Mike. Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa. Do you have the frequency ready?
VE7SLZ.
Yeah, good morning, Emil. VE1 Echo Papa, VE5 RJM. How's everything going with you this morning?
Yeah, we both had a pretty good sleep, I think. It's between raining and hailing outside. Not a good day to work in the garden. Anyway, we'll find something to do inside. I've still got a garage I got to clean up yet, so that's probably what I'll do when I, after I see where all my Pico balloons are. I'm not sure if I told you yesterday. I'm getting a little closer to the equator, and I think it's going into Ecuador. Yeah, I think I told you. Got a poor memory, but anyway, how's your day there, Randy?
No, you never, but I wasn't around the radio that much yesterday. I was outside doing some things and all that kind of stuff, doing some errands, and I did have the radio on off and on during the day, but not all the time there like I usually am. So, that's cool. I heard you actually talking about your Pico balloon by the equator with somebody else there, I think on the Canada Hub in the morning there. So, what's that going to do with your Pico balloon there when it gets to the equator? And it doesn't sound like that's a common thing to happen there. I can maybe explain that a little bit more. And, yeah, we're going to get probably a little bit of rain tonight there in the forecast. Hopefully it stays away during the day here. We're actually supposed to have a not bad day. It's supposed to get up to 11 degrees in Regina, so I don't know what temperature is going to be here. It's usually maybe a couple degrees cooler, so even plus 8 is good here, so I'll be happy with all that. So that means that the snow, if it does trickle down from the sky, it's not going to stick around. So anyways, I'm not doing too bad. My meds are just kicking in here, so I'm just going to start getting mobile here right away and start doing, I got a busy day today too again, so. Anyways, back to you there, Emil. VE1 Echo Papa, VE5 RJM.
Yeah, very good. You asked what happens once you hit the equator. All I do know is that the balloon is in holding mode. It hasn't moved very much in the last 3 days. But when I look to windy.com, there's quite a turbulence out there. Almost to South America there. And I'm up a little higher than that. I'm almost coming into Chile in that. So, it looks like I'm going to start going in reverse, Randy. Instead of coming eastward, I'm going to be going westward. westward. There you go. We'll see what happens. Over.
Yeah, that's interesting. So, hopefully it still keeps afloat there, and keeps reporting there for you. And I guess all you can do is just monitor it and see what takes place. Anyhow, I was going to say something and it just wiped out here. What the heck? Anyways, like I said, we're going to have a nice day here, and, I remember what it was, wind, actually yesterday we had absolutely nothing for wind, absolutely nothing up until the afternoon. We had a slight breeze, just enough that you can feel it, that's it. So hopefully today's the same. So, it sure, you know, even though we only got up to like plus five yesterday or plus four, it was almost like t-shirt weather with there not being any wind. So the sun was, skies was clear and the sun was bright. So you could feel the heat there from the sun still. So it was a beautiful day. So I finished up raking the leaves there, final go around before the snow comes, and glad I got that done. Otherwise, when I blow the snow, I got leaves going all over in every direction. I had that one year. The snow came a little earlier than predicted and caught me off guard. And, we got a neighbor's tree here that we're going to have to negotiate something here, so that's got to go. I think I took 27 or 28 barrels of leaves off that one tree in my yard. So it overhangs and impeaches my yard about 15 feet. And, of course, if it's windy or whatever, it's even worse. So, going to have to try to get rid of that tree. I've been doing it since I moved here 10 years now, and it's getting to be a real pain for me, it's harder and harder to do, so. But other than that, going to get ready for the meeting here coming up on Saturday. We're going to have here a club meeting, and it's going to be a pretty good one, I think. We'll have pretty decent turnout, and of course there's always lots to prepare, so I'll be loading the vehicle and getting things ready for today. That's my big job of the day, I guess, to get that done. So anyways, back to you, V1EP V5RJM, and you can always find things to do in the indoors there. I got tons of it that I can do here, so it doesn't keep me I'm never bored, that's for sure. Back to your email.
Yeah, very good there, Randy. My timer kicked off on my portable there for some reason. What surprises me, though, is I have 2,900 views on my YouTube already, so obviously somebody's watching the launch, over.
Well, those videos that they make are just wonderful, you know. All you got to do is watch one of those YouTube things, and it explains everything there for you, and you know, answers most questions that I think all questions a person would have, just most of them, I guess. So there's always other questions, but yeah, it's pretty cool there. The only thing is, I wish they would have included a little thing about tracking and stuff like that on there. But I watched only a couple of them.